Tuesday morning. Joining us now in studio is Susan Dunhoft from the Merlin Players. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it. It's almost showtime for the latest Merlin Players production, which is Barefoot in the Park this year. Let's talk a little bit about it. And you're one of the, let's talk about you and your role in this. Who do you play?
Okay. Well, I play Ethel, the mother of the young woman in the play, and we have a stellar cast, I believe.
Okay.
So Paul Summers, who is a professional actor in the cities, and was recently seen at commercial during Super Bowl.
Oh, really? What did he do for the Super Bowl?
I didn't watch it, so I'm not real sure.
Okay.
Disclaimer there. And then Sydney plays, Sahlstrom plays the young woman. So they're a newly married couple. And then we've got Carter Martin, who's well-known in the region for his performances. He's playing Mr. Velasco, who's the sort of exotic man who lives upstairs. And Matt Drenth is playing a beautiful little cameo role. And Gary Hoganson also has a lovely little spot that is just, it's such a fun show.
Let's back up a little bit. Of course, most people would know, if you're not familiar with that, that's a Neil Simon play.
It is.
And was that like the first Broadway hit that he had?
No, I think, if I'm right, I think it was maybe his sixth play, maybe, was produced, but it's the play that's been the most produced of his. So it's probably the one people are most familiar with. It's set in the 1967.
Yep. So, and back in probably right around that time, wasn't it Robert Redford with one of his breakout roles,
early? That's right, and Jane Fonda played the young woman.
Yeah. So a wonderful play, and it certainly helped launch a couple of fine careers there.
Absolutely,
those two. Give us the backdrop. It takes place in 1967, so it's been more than 50 years ago. But
gosh, really?
Yeah.
Holy bucket.
You do kind of a scene setter for us for the play.
Yeah, okay. So, newlyweds just moved into their first apartment, which is on the fifth floor, which seems more like the 88th floor for the elderly mother. And
no, it's a good thing that the Paradise Center for the Arts does not have eight floors or six floors.
No, we're glad to say that.
That's the magic of theater.
Right, absolutely, absolutely. And so the contrast in the two young newlyweds is a really important part of the plot, because she's ebullient and fascinated by love and adventurous and takes great risks, and he is much more recalcitrant and more more cautious and deliberate in the way that he moves through life. So you've already got that contrast. Then you bring in my role of the mother, Ethel, who is also a little bit more like Paul, you know, a little more constrained and, you know, tentative toward the life experience, and then this exotic man upstairs with Mr. Velasco, and he is the daredevil sort of fella, and he and Corey, the young woman, connect right away, and so all these things kind of unfold in their first experience in this, you know, high-level apartment, not high-level in terms of high-end, you understand.
Sure. We're talking altitude here.
Right, that's it, yeah. So, yeah, so that's kind of the basic setup.
And for the two young people that it focuses around, that's got to be, if you're an actor or actress in that age range, what a wonderful role for you to land.
Yeah, all the roles are just, they're so well written and they're so funny. You know, and, you know, just watching the characters shift from a particular attitude to another one, and it's just hilarious.
And the style of comedy that Neil Simon writes, witness all these successes he's had on Broadway and in movies as well. But mm-hmm. his style of comedy, just love, and it translates so well to the theater.
Well, it does. And right now we really need a lot of levity in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's a good time, you know, for something like this to be produced.
Yeah. And yeah it's, I don't know, would lighthearted, is somewhat lighthearted.
Very lighthearted. Yeah. mm-hmm. Very lighthearted, yeah.
Who's directing this one?
Juliana Sklizacek from Owatonna.
Oh,
and
sure.
And she's the founder of the Merlin Players, the CEO, I guess you'd say.
Yeah, and she's been on the show. We've talked to Juliana
times,
and she does a great job with that. And I didn't know whether she was going to make it with us here today or not, we're glad you have you here.
Thank you.
Susan.
Yeah. She's a fine director, and it's really fun to work with her.
Mm-hmm.
She really pulls out the best in everyone.
All right. Once again, we're talking with Susan Dunhopt, who is part of the Merlin Players with their brand-new production of Barefoot in the Park. That opens up. You're going, is it dress rehearsals and tech time and everything this week?
It's tech this week.
Now,
right.
As an actor and an actress, is that getting to be kind of a nervous time for you? Or are you just, can you wait till it opens up and get that done over?
Well, it can be pretty tense, but you know that the tech people have done most of the work. So mm-hmm. right now, we're kind of in a groove, and it's feeling pretty comfortable. It's actually, there's so much work that goes into a production, you know, just the seemingly endless rehearsals mm-hmm. and, you know, the planning and organizing and all that. And then when you get to this point, it's like, well, finally it all comes together and you can get to really have fun with it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's going to be a good week.
Yeah, the curtains go up at showtime.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the premiere. When is the first program? Is there anything scheduled for the first?
There is. We open Friday, mm-hmm. this Friday. And there is I'm reading the little reminder card here.
Okay.
An opening night reception.
Okay.
Wine and appetizers for Friday night. And then we have six performances.
Okay.
So it's this Friday, this Saturday. And there's one matinee only, and that's this Sunday
mm-hmm.
at 2 o'clock. And then next week it'll be Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And that's all at the Paradise Center for the Arts.
That's correct.
For tickets, they can just call the box office, or mm-hmm. are they available online? I know they have information online about it.
Yes, I'm not sure about the online mm-hmm. thing, but the box office number is 507-332-7372.
All right, a wonderful venue, the Paradise Center for the Arts, right in downtown Faribault. So it's a good time. I like it going to downtown Faribault, like
good.
The theater. And
so we'll see you there, Jeff, huh?
Then. All right. Well, actually, I will be at a place that's not nearly as cold. On vacation this week. Susan, thank you so much for coming.
Yes, absolutely.
We certainly appreciate it. Best of luck with Barefoot in the Park.
Thank you.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
All right. Take care.
Susan Dunhopt, once again, of Merlin Players, Barefoot in the Park. The opening night is coming up Friday at the Paradise Center for the Arts.